Oh, hi, Ernesto. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine. How about you, Miss Tina? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I had a question because I saw that you went on the site and you paid the invoice, but it was only set for 29, which was for one of the websites. So are you wanting to reactivate both the junk removal and the lawn care, or do you want to just stick with one?
No, I'm going to do both of them. The only thing, what happened is I've been having a little problems with the health problems in on the family and myself. That's why I couldn't, I called you last time, but they, I don't know what happened. And I couldn't get back to you. And right now, me and my wife didn't go back and forth because our dad had a heart attack. And she's been in the hospital back and forth. That's why.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear. I know I was surprised I didn't hear back from you because normally you're really good at getting back to me. So, yeah, I don't know what happened, but I think my phone system's working now because I actually have been getting a lot of inbound calls today. So, yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah, I'm going to activate the other one too. I'm sorry. That day I couldn't activate both of them. The website, they only let me pay for one. That's why.
Okay, so if I can charge the second $29, I can do that now, and then I'll just set it up moving forward to run both of them together like you had it before, okay?
That's fine.
So I just wanted to double check, but I didn't want you to have a mysterious $29 charge, so I thought I would check with you first. So let me just...
Oh, no, that's fine.
Get this one authorized, and then we can... Let me go back and set the next one up for two. Okay. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, huh? So today is the 22nd. I can't believe it's almost October.
Yes, but the year about to be over.
I know. It went by so fast. Okay, good. I got the green light on the second domain for you, or the website content. So I'll let the technician was sending me a message this morning asking me which one should we keep. And so I said, let me call him first and find out. So I'm glad that you're keeping both of them, and I hope everything goes well with you and your family. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
You too. Thank you, Ms. Tina. Quick question.
Yeah, sure. Ernesto.
There's any way I can keep the same track numbers? I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? Let me send the notification over to that department. I think you will be able to, and here's why. Usually if an account cancels and they reactivate within less than 2 weeks, we can retrieve the numbers. So I know for you it was just a couple of days. So I'll send those numbers over to that department and see if they can get it reactivated, okay?
Okay, and I will give you another call on Friday, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to see if I can pay 2 months on Friday so I can be ahead instead of just being, in this situation.
Okay, yeah, if you want to do that, you still have my extension, right, of 777?
Yes.
Okay, all right, well then I'll wait to hear from you on Friday, but for now you're all good to go. And if they tell me that they can't get those same tracking numbers, I'll call you and give you some options, but I'm pretty sure that they can. So I'll make sure that, you know, yeah, I have both of them on here. I have the one 7522 that ends in that and the other one that ends in 2122. So,
okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no problem. Have a nice rest of your week, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.